When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Desiree said, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Been a faithful listener for several years.
Thank you.
I'm telling you that for two reasons. One, it's the truth, okay. LOL. And two, I'm hoping you'll get to my issue. I know your group therapy segment's usually pretty scandalous, so I can understand if you don't pick mine.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, I'm 29, been dating my boyfriend for 3 months now. Things couldn't be better. We like the same things, have similar beliefs, are having a great time. Plus, I love his family. He loves mine.
Okay.
I keep thinking about the future with him, but I know we've only been together for a short time. So I want to ask, when did you know your partner was the one?
Okay.
I'd love to hear both your stories. Anyway, thanks so much again. If you don't get to mine, I understand. We'll continue listening as always. Well, we did get to yours. It's your time, Desiree.
How do you know when you found the one is what she's asking.
Yes.
All right.
And is it possible to know after just like 3 months?
Well, did your parents were like a quick whirlwind, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. My parents met on a blind date when they were 21. And my dad so boldly asked my mom a month later. And they were married, I think, like 8 months after that. So, yeah, it was quick. And they've been married for 55 years.
Yeah. So they knew.
They knew.
Like right off the bat.
Right. Right. And they also came from a generation, too, that when you got married, it was they understood the decision you were making and didn't go into it lightly. So both of them went into with the attitude that this is it forever. No matter what, we fix it.
For me, I want to say I was probably dating my wife. We started dating at the end of September. So I think it was February the next year. So it was only a couple months. And we like went on like a little trip, maybe to Chicago, I want to say.
And you proposed that early?
I didn't propose. No. I just
knew. But when you knew.
Yeah, that's what I knew. Okay. And so I just remember walking on the city streets there, like in downtown Chicago, and, you know, we were having a good time. And I just remember thinking, wow, okay, this is the woman I'm going to marry. Yeah. And so it wasn't anything like monumental that happened in the moment, but it was just a feeling in that time. And then, you know,
just realization in that moment.
I mean, it took me another 5 years to actually propose, but, you know, whatever.
It's fine. You got there.
I got there eventually.
You got there. Yeah, I think it's different for everybody, too, though, because, I mean, in today's day and age, I feel like you do need to. Let's spend a good quality amount of time before you really get to know someone. But it sounds like
I know what you're saying.
No.
Spend some good quality time.
Let's make sure.
That's right. Make sure you're compatible.
Another secret family.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I don't need. No. I just let's find out. We're not living a double life, stuff like that.
All right. We'd love to hear your story because I think that might be kind of fun. And look, this isn't steeped in scandal. This is
a really sweet, pure question.
Yeah. How did you know you found the one? All right. 502-795-1997. If you've got a good story, pass it along. I think Desiree would like to hear that. Maybe we're filling her sails full of good hot air.
Good hot air.
Yes.
Lots of hope.
Lots of good hot air for Desiree. We actually got a sweet little note from Desiree, a listener, who just kind of wants to know you've found the one.
Because she thinks she's found hers after like 3 months. And she's like, I know it's early, but it just feels like this guy is it. Is it possible to know that early?
Yeah, Jamie texted in and said, when a new love feels old and an old love feels new, he's 17 years together this year with his high school sweetheart.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. Brooke says my parents got married after 6 weeks, 30 years later, still together.
Wow. Justin said, I knew the night I met my wife, then spent the next 6 years convincing her.
Oh, wow. You know what? Sometimes that, you know, it takes a little bit for both to get on the same page.
Sure. Sure.
But
I get it.
If you get there eventually.
He calls our show with love advice all the time. Andrew, the love doctor, what is your take on this?
I do have some advice to impart. The first thing she's got to do is understand it's only 3 months in, but here's the thing. If conversation flows, if it's easy, like she says, if things just roll off and you can sit in a group and have a good time, or you can sit by yourself and have a good time, which is apparently the case with her, she just needs to stay the course. Don't overthink it. Don't overdo it. Don't overanalyze it. Just have fun. Let it pan out, because at the end of the day, everybody's going to be different, like Kelly said. But usually within the first 6 months of dating somebody and only dating somebody, you're going to know if you're going to want to spend a long-term relationship with this person. But she just got to keep doing exactly what she's doing. She's overthinking it. Just let it go. Let it flow.
I think so, too. And just to make sure that when you get to know his friends and his family, if there are no red flags in those areas, then we can be confident he's not living a double life. He's not a criminal on the run. He doesn't have a secret family. Right?
We're a very pessimistic bunch over here.
Well, you know.
We've heard some things. Yeah. It comes from a place.
Oh, you think? A little bit. Anyway, and the biggest thing is, too, is what's conversation like when it's just them?
Yeah.
Is it relaxed? Is it easy, whether it's text, whether it's phone or whatever? If it's easy and it flows, just let it happen.
Love it. Andrew, the love doctor, thank you as always, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Brittany on Facebook said, I knew I was going to marry my husband after about 2 dates and been married 18 years this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Catherine's kind of along with the big conversations early on. She said, I met and married my spouse of almost 20 years in a 5-month time frame. Mm. We spent our early days talking about goals and dreams. We talked family size. Honestly, can't imagine life without him in it. When you know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just like when you know, and we've talked about on the show about the masks that you all wear, and especially when you start dating. So if you in 3 months can get to some real nitty gritty issues and you find that you're aligned in those beliefs. And
you have the big conversations.
Yeah. You get those big conversations out of the way and you talk about them and he's not scared off, you're not scared off, then there might be some potential there. So
that's the biggest thing is, you know, where couples get in trouble, I think, is when they make the commitment, take the plunge without having those big conversations. You got to talk about all the big things that are coming up. You got to talk about finances. You got to talk about kids. Do you want them? How big of a family? How are you going to approach all of that? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to make sure you're going to be compatible in that way. Christy texts, my husband and I share 11 years married next week. We got married 31 days after meeting.
Dang.
Wow. That's awesome. So they must have had the big conversations.
They must have been compatible.
Listen.
Yeah, Christy.
You're making assumptions.
Yeah, Christy.
I mean, we know it happened within 31 days. But
all right. Well, hey, Desiree, we hope, it sounds promising, and we hope we've given you some good hope for the future of your own relationship there.
I mean, this is the best part of being in a relationship, that falling in love time period. Mm-hmm. I mean, just enjoy that whole time. Enjoy the process. Let it ride out. And when knowing that, you know what you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's going to pan out the way you think it will. And you guys will spend the rest of your lives together.
All right, there you go.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it for sure. That is group therapy. Keep us posted. All right, Desiree?